You know what? I'll tell you something. There's nothing better than a hot sausage, a couple, two, three cold beers, and Devil Radio on a box.
Welcome back, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We are here every Monday night at 7 to 8. This is the Devil's Radio. This is the Shaw, folks. WAUK, 540 AM and 101 or 92.7 FM. We are delighted tonight to have Sarah Harrison with us. She is running for the new Assembly District 13. And just before the break, she was talking about the old District 13 rectangle and the new District 13, the square. So yeah. Let's finish that up.
Yeah. So our new district now is all of Brookfield, including town and city of Brookfield, and then Elm Grove, and then four wards in Wauwatosa. So it's more like a square now. And if you look at the historical voting patterns.
And all of Waukesha.
No Waukesha.
Not at all.
No, just town of Brookfield is the closest that we are. So town of Brookfield is in Waukesha School District, but there's no Waukesha in my district.
I got
13.
You. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Yes. So if you look at what the historical voting patterns are in our new map, it's about a 55% Republican area historically, which is not easy, but it is doable. And one thing that is definitely related to Waukesha is that I ran for the school district of Waukesha School Board this year, and that area is a 60% Republican area. And even though our friends at WISRED threw $30,000 into a quote-unquote nonpartisan race, I still came within less than 1% of getting on that board. So 55, scary, but it is not insurmountable.
No, it's purple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so all you folks out in Brookfield, you know, this next election is so, so important because it really is going to be about the politics of the new gerrymandered deal. And if you're an independent, even a moderate Republican, and you care about democracy, and I say this as just, you know, as a longtime voter, you know, former steel worker, now a lawyer and a member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, you know, it's one thing when you have a gerrymandered map and then you lose and you don't like it, right? And so Voss and company, and now they gerrymander it again, hoping to just create maps as opposed to people electing people.
Absolutely.
And so here, I just want to say this. We have Sarah Harrison here who's asking for your vote. And now we're going to talk about why vote for Sarah, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
most definitely.
In this purple district, why should the people trust you and vote for you in November?
Well, first of all, as a mom and as a business professional and as a referee, I deal with bringing people together from both sides of a conflict on a regular basis. And I know that what we are going to try to find here is, well, what we will find is that we have more common ground than we have that sets us apart. And there are things that we can agree on and we can make changes. They can be incremental changes. They do not have to go from A to Z right away. We can absolutely make some policies that make sense to people on both sides of the historical political divide. One of the things that I am hearing a lot about when I'm on doors is that people are very unhappy about the recent Supreme Court decision in the Dobbs case that takes that removes the Roe v. Wade precedent. And they're even less happy about the fact that we are now held to a law in Wisconsin that is from 1849 that criminalizes pregnancy termination unless a woman's life is considered to be at risk by two separate doctors who are willing to certify that fact. People do not see that as a reasonable law at all. And I'll tell you that that is our friends across the aisle are leaning into it hard. They are saying, no, we absolutely think that you should not have these rights to reproductive care. And I'm finding that the people I'm talking to, whether they've historically voted Democrat, Republican, or otherwise, they don't agree with that statement. They do not agree. And I'm hoping that that's something that people really take into consideration as they're heading out to polls.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's, I mean, think about it. 1849, so the year after we became a state, mm-hmm. you know, we hadn't even suited up with the Union and, you know, defeat the South. Mm-hmm. We had, I mean, women weren't able to vote. Mm-mm. And the idea that any modern American would think that a law from 1849 should govern the world, yeah. one, it seems absurd. Yeah. And two, the notion that for 50 years women had the right to control mm-hmm. their lives, mm-hmm. that anyone would think it was a good thing to go back, yeah. not only not 50 years, but the last century,
yeah,
two centuries ago, actually, right? 1800s, right? Not 1900s,
yeah, right, 1849, yep. Mm-hmm.
So what are people saying at the doors as you're going around?
So people are most definitely saying that they believe in a woman's right to choose. There are various opinions on where all of the lines should be drawn, but I will say that the GOP in our state gaveled in and out in 14 seconds. They wouldn't even talk about it. And anyone who is elected to these seats will be beholden to Robin Voss, and whatever Robin says goes in that assembly chamber. It's whether you like the person that is going to be in the seat or not, they're going to vote the way that Voss tells them to. I mean, that's what we see. We see a straight party line vote when these things come up.
So you're right out front. Mm-hmm. Dobbs is just going the wrong way in history. Mm-hmm. Women's rights, your the future of your young boys. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's absurd to think, right?
Yeah.
That's the future they're looking at. What are some of the other issues
Certainly.
That you're really focused on? Mm-hmm. You know, we have another minute here before the next break, and then we're going to keep this conversation going. So what's number two?
Right. Number two, and what I'm hearing a lot about at the doors, is making sure that we are bolstering our economy. And we have a surplus in our state. We have the means to get some cash flowing to people, and Governor Evers did try to do that, and it was, swept out of the way by the legislature, unfortunately, excuse me. But giving things, continuing to support our small businesses, getting money back in the hands of the families and the middle class who can keep our economy going.
All right, folks, this is Attorney Mark Thompson. We're going to take a break. On the other side of the break, we'll be back here again with Sarah Harrison to talk about what are the issues that folks are facing and why you should vote for Sarah. And folks, this is WAUK, the Shaw Radio.